Welcome to the Rosa Sharon Radio Ministry. I'm your host, Apostle Joyce Crankfield. 1 John 4:7-8 says, Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God, and everyone that loveth is born of God and knows God. He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love. Now to the Word of God. Good morning. Welcome to the Rosa Sharon Ministry. Your host, Apostle Joyce Crankfield. I truly thank God for being on the Unity Prayer Line. I thank God for being on this radio broadcast. And I'm sorry I say prayer line. Thank God for Jesus. I do have a prayer line, but thank God for Jesus. It's a blessing to be in the presence of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And I thank God for He giving me the opportunity to be on this radio broadcast, The Rosa Sharon. Thank God for all that He is to make us all what we are, body, soul, and spirit. It is a blessing to have a relationship with the Lord in the days that we are facing and the time that is moving. The clock is ticking. But most of all, thank God that He gave us the opportunity to get ourselves right before Him and to worship Him and to acknowledge Him as Lord of Lords and King of Kings. And we need to acknowledge of His Son, Jesus Christ, who paid a dear price for us and gave Himself for this dying world. And I thank God for allowing His Son to be the living sacrificial Lamb of God, that He went in to lay Himself on the altar so that you and I can receive salvation, that our sin can be forgiven, that we can come clean without any spots or wrinkle, but we can accept Jesus as our Lord and Savior. And I truly thank God for Jesus Christ. Thank God for those who are able to hear and listen to every radio broadcast that mentions the word of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We are living in a perilous time. People are now looking for hope. They're seeking for hope, hoping that God will make it better for them. People are going through suffocation. They're going through vindication. They're going through criticism. And they're going through persecution by the hand of the enemy. But thank God for Jesus Christ, who said in His word, I will never leave you nor forsake you. Do not be dismayed, but I truly thank God for His Son, that He given us what we need in this hour. And I thank God for those who are able to hear the word of God and act on it, and to do what God asks you to do, and to perform the purpose that He have in your life. I truly thank God for all that He is in this hour. I thank God for grace and mercy, and thank God for the truth, because the truth will make you free. We are living in perilous time, like I said before. People now are crying out. They want to know why things are not turning out the way they expected. But one thing about it, God is the answer. And God is going to utilize our faith. Our faith needs to be stronger than more than ever before. We got to stand more strong in unity in the body of Christ. We got to learn to trust God every step of the way. We got to learn to hold fast to His word. We got to learn how to speak His word so that the word will make us free. Free from sin. Be free out of the hand of the adversary. And I thank God for Jesus Christ. Let's pray for the family. Let's pray for the children. Let's pray that Lord make it better for this nation. Because we are under the nation which is under God, the invisible God. And I thank God that we the people need to know the word and to understand what the word of God is saying to us today. We are living in the time now that people are crying out to God. They realize that it takes more just to have a prayer meeting together. It takes more, praise God, to fellowship. But most of all, it takes this for us to have a close relationship with the Lord. Those who are called by God, now's the time we need to exercise our faith. Exercise that what God has given to us is to stand strong in His Word. And I'm going to Hebrew, the 9th chapter, pertaining to the blood. Now, thank God for Jesus Christ. While He was on this earth, the blood that He had on this earth was the blood like we have now today. But when Jesus was crucified and the blood pouring out of Him on the day on the whipping post until He got on the cross, blood was infusion coming out of Him. But most of all, when He was crucified and lay in the tomb, thank God for Jesus Christ that He resurrected. And now the blood that He used to have, like we have, praise God, Jesus' blood was transformed into the liquid streams of living light blood. His blood was not red. His blood was light, like a light of beaming light flowing in His vein. And thank God it says in this word, but when Christ came as high priest of the good things that are now already here, He went through the greater and more perfect tabernacle that is not made with human hands. This is to say, is not a part of this creation. He did not enter by means of the blood of goats and calves, but He entered the most holy place once for all by His own blood, thus attaining eternal redemption. The blood of goats and bulls and the ashes of a heifer sprinkled on those who are ceremonially unclean sanctify them so that they are outward clean. How much more then will the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered Himself unblemished. So I thank God for Jesus Christ that in that covenant, God give us a covenant between Him and us. But the intercessor is Jesus Christ, who is between us and God. Right now, He is interceding on our behalf because of the covenant that He established with the Father. And thank God He willing to sacrifice because He honored the covenant that He had with the Father by giving Himself to the dying world. He gave His body, soul, and spirit that we can have the full redemption of our body, soul, and spirit of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. That we will have the pureness of His blood coming into our vein, the righteous blood, the supernatural blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. That He came to redeem us from the curse of the law of sin. God is still sitting on the throne today and still crying out through his son Jesus Christ that he give mankind one more time, he give mankind an opportunity to change their way, to repent and ask God to forgive them of their sin. Because the word of God say, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And God wants us to acknowledge him and to worship him and to glorify him. And this is what Jesus said, and Paul said this. And he said, who through the eternal spirit offered himself unblemished to God, cleansed our conscience from acts that lead to death, so that we may serve the living God. For this reason, Christ is the mediator. That's what I say. Christ is in the middle. He is interceding for us and asking the Father to be merciful to us, to give mankind a one more chance to repent of their sin. And I thank God for Jesus. And God is so good that here comes the new covenant that God talk about, that those who are called may receive the promised eternal inheritance, now that he has died as a ransom to set them free from the sins committed under the first covenant. See, the covenant that Adam had made with God, but unfortunately Adam had broken that covenant between him and God. When Adam partake that tree with the woman, they committed sin. They had broken the covenant that God had established between Adam and him. Now, thank God for Jesus, the second Adam, come to restore us back into the place where we're supposed to be in the beginning with Adam in the garden. Well, Jesus is that second Adam. Restore us back to Christ, back to God, that we will have that covenant, that we will have the right to the kingdom of God, that we will have our rightful place in heaven. Thank God for Jesus. And I thank God for all that he is to us, that he prepared a place that Jesus talked about in John 14 chapter, that we can abide in him in John the 15th chapter. That if we abide in Christ and Christ in us. But thank God for everything that he is to us in this hour. So my brothers and sisters, let's create a covenant with God. Let us cherish the things that Jesus wants us to have. Let us receive the blood, the glorified blood of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Let's continue on to carry the work that God requires of us and hold the faith. May God bless you and you have a great and beautiful day in the Lord.
If you like this radio broadcast, please come out and fellowship with us at the Holy Ghost and Fire Christian Center, 1110 Old Dixie Highway, Vero Beach, Florida. My number, 772-475-7083. Join me at 8:45 a.m. next Saturday to hear more from the Word of God.
The civil government does not define your ethic as a Christian. That's critical that we understand that. And now maybe people will become more and more awakened to that.
Hi, this is